A grant program to help keep Skagway's winter businesses open fails on the assembly floor. And Chilkat Valley preschool teachers adapt to pandemic precautions. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Skagway's assembly did not approve grants for winter businesses in Skagway yet. The assembly passed two ordinances that will restructure port governance. This is your Skagway Borough Assembly recap. Skagway's winter business grant proposal failed at the assembly table on Thursday night. That's following discussion of which business categories should be included in the second tier of funding. The Skagway Normal Operations for Wintertime, or SNOW, grant is an allocation of up to $300,000 municipal dollars to keep some storefront businesses open through the winter months. Half of that money would go to qualifying grocery and food services. The other half is intended for retail, fuel, salons, and bars. And that's where there was a hangup.
So we're asking it be considered that the newspaper office where people come to purchase the paper, could we print with the border was open, where they come to pay their bills, where they come to do interviews, that be considered a non-traditional storefront?
That's newspaper publisher Melinda Munson asking the assembly to consider her year-round business eligible for $6,500 as a retailer. Assemblymember Dustin Stone moved to include language that would make the newspaper eligible to apply for the grant. His amendment passed, but the motion to approve the grant failed in a 4-2 vote. Assemblymember Dave Brenna voted against. He said that amendment strays from his understanding of the grant's intent.
I just think we're going down the road of, we started out, this was a grocery store, restaurant, bar type thing. In my mind, a place where people could go and congregate in the winter if we don't have additional cases. And now we're going to businesses that don't have any interface whatsoever with the public necessarily. Not to say that they're not important, but I don't think that's the intent of the program.
Assemblymember Stone countered that the inclusion of another industry clarifies the program's intent.
I think there's something inherently wrong with this program if we say that bars are more deserving of money than the newspaper.
Assemblymembers Stone and Hansen voted in favor of the SNOW grant. Mayor Cromata assured the public the SNOW grant would return to the assembly floor. In anticipation of the end of the waterfront lease in 2023, the Assembly passed an ordinance that redefines the port in code. That's after a recent review by the Port Commission and Civic Affairs Committee. It paves the way for municipal control of the waterfront under the direction of a port director and harbor master. The decision disestablishes the Harbor Advisory Board and Port Commission. The municipality will appoint a new Ports and Harbors Advisory Board, which will need to be approved by the Assembly. The next Municipality of Skagway Borough Assembly meeting is scheduled for October 1st. This week, the Chilkat Valley Preschool reopened for the first time since spring. Child care and early childhood education has been complicated by the COVID-19 pandemic. KHNS reporter Henry Leisha spoke with preschool teachers and administrators to learn more about how they are adapting to the pandemic.
For the past few days, Chilkat Valley preschoolers have been getting to know their teachers and participating in learning activities. They've spent a lot of time outdoors.
Monday we went to the beach and we did some stuff in the sand, playing with sticks and looking at shells. That was really fun. Yesterday we went to use the CIA trails and did a little hike and learned about the plants that were around there.
That's Jesse Adams-Weinert, one of the new teachers at Chilkat Valley Preschool, or CVP for short. She's speaking to me outside the building as the children take their naps. There are 7 students enrolled. That's about half as much as usual. Adams-Weinert says this week there were 5 boys in attendance.
A couple of kids have had to go home sick. Not sick, but they have a runny nose and it looks like they could be sick. They have a little cough, which is super normal for this time of year, especially. We're in fall, so it's a little cold. We've been playing on the safe side and calling the parents and having them take them. So then they go to get a doctor's note.
The preschool opened this week for the first time since March, when Governor Mike Dunleavy ordered all schools to close to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Carrie Johnson is the president of CVP's board of directors. She says last spring they had to come up with some distance learning alternatives.
Teachers were making packets and that type of thing in the spring for the kids when they went home, is just creating packets for them to do worksheets. And we tried to do some Zoom calls and Marco Polos, and so the kids could see each other and that type of thing. And I think if it does come to that at-home learning, I think that's what the route will go again.
Over the summer, the board was busy preparing to reopen during a very strange moment in time. They had to hire two new teachers, find funding and grants, and come up with a COVID-19 mitigation plan.
One of the biggest things is we were kind of just waiting to see what the school did. Because we really wanted to kind of mirror and what the Hainesboro was doing. We'll still follow what the school does as far as like that low, medium, high risk type of situations and where our community's at as far as staying open and closing and that type of thing.
They are mirroring the school in many ways. The schedule is the same, drop off at 8:10 and pick up at 2:15 in the afternoon. And the children are screened for symptoms of COVID-19 before entering the building. The teachers are wearing masks, but it's not a requirement for the preschoolers. It's difficult to get a 4-year-old to keep a mask on. They might want to trade with a friend. Head teacher Riley Harrison says that for the most part, what's going on with the pandemic is going right over the preschoolers' heads. But for her personally, it's been an interesting time to start a new teaching job.
When I want to smile, it's really hard because they can see my... like just my eyes. So I really want to get some form of mask that they can see through. I don't know how we can do that. But the kids seem very comfortable with it, surprisingly.
A new outdoor learning area attached to the building will be completed soon. Harrison says that will be a good place for visitors and guest speakers to meet with the kids while maintaining social distance. It will also allow the teachers to divide the class into smaller groups, with some kids learning outdoors and others inside the classroom. Harrison says even as the weather gets colder, she's excited to make use of the new space.
I can teach about snow, and I can teach about the outdoors in all seasons. It's a new and unique year. So I think it's going to be a lot of trial and error, but I think it's going to be a really positive experience.
The pandemic has been difficult for everyone because it's such an unfamiliar experience. But for preschoolers, every day brings a brand new experience, and they're learning to take it in stride. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.